Welcome to The Blessed Life. Why did God invent giving? Because man didn't invent it, God did. Why? Stay tuned. God did not create giving for his sake. He created giving for your sake. Giving, more than any other activity that a believer does, works selfishness and greed out of our lives. All right, we're beginning a new series called The Blessed Life. And I want you to understand that this is my life message, because it's been in my heart for years. It's been something Debbie and I've been living and I've been preaching and teaching for years. The Blessed Life Now, the book, millions of copies. I've been told 30-something languages around the world. I've given all the royalties away to this book. And so it's just, God uses it all over the world. Here's the reason: because there's truth in this book that will change your life, I promise you. And it'll change your marriage, and it'll change your family, and it'll change your health, and it'll change your relationships, and it'll change your job. It'll change your life. It's a blessed life, not a blessed pocketbook or a blessed wallet. It's a blessed life. And so I want you to turn, if you can, really to two passages this time. Matthew 7 and Luke 6. Here's the reason. Because we're going to read a passage in Matthew 7, and then we're going to flip to Luke 6 quickly so we can read the parallel passage. So look here at Matthew chapter 7, verses 1 and 2. It says, "Judge not, that you be not judged. For with what judgment you judge, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you." Now, I just want to ask you a simple question. Is the word money anywhere in those two verses? No. And the context is judging. Don't judge or you'll be judged. Okay? Now, I want us to commit to short-term memory, the first phrase and the last phrase. And I'd like for you to just say it after me. Judge not and you will not be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. Say that. Now flip over to Luke 6, okay? Now let's say them one more time. Judge not, and you will not be judged. With the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. Okay, look at the first sentence of verse 37, Luke 6, 37. Judge not, and you will not be judged. No, you don't have to say it. I'm sorry. Thank you, though. Okay. And then look at the last sentence of verse 38. For with the same measure you use, it will be measured back to you. Okay, I want you to understand this is the parallel passage, but I want to show you a verse in the middle that, in my opinion, many times the context is not understood. Okay, so Luke 6, 37 and 38. Judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Now look at verse 38. Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be put in your bosom. For with the same measure you use, it will be measured back to you. Now, let me just make a statement, and this might shock you. The word money does not appear in those verses. And yet most of the time when we hear Luke 6:38, we think about money. As a matter of fact, when we think about the word give, we think money. I was being interviewed by a magazine a while back, and they said, "How often do you preach on giving?" And I said, "Every week." They said, "You preach on giving every week?" And I said, "Yes." I think what you meant to ask me was, how often do I preach on giving money? And that's about every 3 years. Every 3 years, I do a series on stewardship and generosity. But you didn't ask me how often I preach on giving money. You asked me how often I preach on giving. I can't preach on grace and not talk about giving, because God so loved the world, He gave. I can't preach on marriage and